Hello everyone and welcome back to your last stop. This is your host Hitarth and today I'll be reviewing Martin Scorsese's Killers of the Flower Moon. And before I jump into this epic film, request you all to subscribe to the podcast and share it with everyone. Killers of the Flower Moon is an epic saga of Osage County murders which took place in Oklahoma in early 1920s. The film is about the greed of oil money and how it turned violent. Killers of the Flower Moon is a brilliant retelling based on David Grant's book. I must say, when I heard the runtime of the film was 3.5 hours, I was skeptical. But the film's narrative was so tight and the actors on screen and their performances are so good that I just didn't feel like the film was that long. It was an immersive experience. The film stands tall on some solid pillars, starting from Martin Scorsese's epic vision and direction. He, along with Eric Roth, writes the screenplay, which is both violent and broad. Leonardo DiCaprio, Robert De Niro, and Lily Gladstone deliver standout performances. Especially De Niro, whose shrewd deception of William K. Hale is nerve-wracking. Lily Gladstone is also par with De Niro. Her portrayal of Molly Kyle is powerful. Leonardo DiCaprio is also equally good as Ernest Burkhart. This is the finest performance from him since The Wolf of the Wall Street. Killers of the Flower Moon also won me over for its production design, costumes and music. And similarly, Thelma Schoonmaker's edit, she must had an epic sprawling material in hand when she got into this film, but her sensitivity is intact and her edit is also very smooth. She brings the film alive. Overall, Killers of the Flower Moon is one of the best films this year. I definitely recommend you watch this on IMAX. This is one such film which needs to be enjoyed in theaters. So that's it from me, guys. Hope you all like this episode. Do catch me next week for more. Until then, follow the podcast on Spotify and Instagram as Last Stop. Cheers.